Welcome to 3 and 3. Three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. Birthright citizenship. Key fact number one. The basis of birthright citizenship is the Constitution. Per the 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. Which brings us to key fact number two. Birthright citizenship was never intended to extend to the children of illegal aliens. Now, while proponents of unrestricted birthright citizenship argue that the intent of the 14th Amendment is to grant citizenship to anyone born on American soil, the original drafter of the 14th Amendment jurisdiction clause, Michigan Senator Jacob Howard, made it clear that the 14th Amendment was expressly not meant to apply to anyone simply on the basis of being born on U.S. soil. He stated, "Jurisdiction, as here employed, ought to be construed so as to imply a full and complete jurisdiction in extent and quality as applies to every citizen of the United States now. Gentlemen cannot contend that an Indian belonging to a tribe, although born within the limits of a state, is subject to this full and complete jurisdiction of the United States." Illinois Senator Lyman Trumbull further clarified, "It cannot be said of any Indian who owes allegiance, partial allegiance, if you please, to some other government that he is subject to the jurisdiction of the United States." The only Supreme Court case on birthright citizenship, one which is often misconstrued, is United States versus Wong Kim Ark. The ruling states that birthright citizenship can be extended to children of non-citizens, but only if they are legal permanent residents. Key fact number three. The fallout and cost of the misinterpretation of birthright citizenship. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, in 2023, there were 225,000 to 250,000 babies born to illegal immigrants, which accounts for 7% of all births that year in the United States. In addition to the complication of birth tourism, the national number of children born annually to illegal aliens is larger than the number of births in any single state other than California or Texas. In the LA metro area alone, more babies are born annually to illegal immigrants than the total number of births in 14 separate states and DC. These anchor babies cost the United States taxpayer $70 to $90 billion per year. This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show, Louder with Crowder, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.